This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we are here at Cincinnati-Princeton High School along I-75 in northern Hamilton County, set to bring you the D4 baseball regional championship game between Rushi and Fort Loramie, both teams victorious yesterday. Rushi down Southeastern 6-2, and Fort Loramie was triumphant over Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy by a final of 5-3. The winner of this game advances to the state final four at Akron next Thursday at 10 a.m. against the winner of a regional championship game today at Lancaster. That contest pits Newark Catholic and Berlin Highland. Upset yesterday in regional semifinals around the state were Warren John F. Kennedy and Lucasville Valley. Lucasville Valley, number one in the state all year long, was nipped by Newark Catholic, and Warren John F. Kennedy, defending state champs, which beat Fort Loramie in the state semifinal 1 year ago, was knocked out by a run by Jeromesville Hillsdale. Other winners in action yesterday in Northwest Ohio, Tiffin Calvert victorious. Antwerp victorious and Van Wert Lincoln View. They collide at Elida in a regional final today. And in Northeast Ohio, it's Jeromesville Hillsdale against Tiffin Calvert. That's the way it shapes up statewide. Fort Loramie and Rushi battling for the second straight year, Chuck, to get to Akron. The weather is outstanding. Should have a great ball game. These two teams split during the regular season. Each scored 6 runs. Rushi won 4-1 at Rushi. Fort Loramie won 5-2 at Fort Loramie. That doesn't tell either one of us a thing. No. It's a toss-up. It's a pick'em.
It is absolutely a toss-up. I mean, it comes down to games like this. They know each other so well. They know how to pitch each other. They know where people are going to probably hit it. They're going to have their things adjusted. You can't give extra outs, and that's what Loramie took advantage of in their game. If you need to get them, what I mean by that is you can't have errors. You can't throw the ball around and allow a team to score. You need to get 3 outs and get out of the inning.
Southeastern helped Rushi yesterday. The Raiders scored 6 in the 4th inning en route to the 6-2 triumph. Braden Monin finished 2-for-4 for Rushi, had 2 runs batted in. Grant Saunders was 2-for-4. Aiden Chappie, 2-for-3. And Jared Poling at first base was 2-for-3 as he cranked up a couple of base hits to right field from the right-hand side of the batter's box, a single and a double. Rushi finished with 11 hits, did not commit an error, as Southeastern committed 2 errors, had several more of omission in that game yesterday. Port Loramie triumphant 5-3, as we noted a moment ago. Ty Ruhenkamp, two stints on the mound pitching. He was effective in all. He threw six innings, allowed just two earned runs, one hit, six walks, struck out 10. Derek Meyer pitched a frame, gave up a hit, a walk, and struck out two. Fort Loramie finished with seven hits, committed one error, and the opponent, Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, had only two hits on the day and committed two errors. Evan Eilerman was 2-for-3 with two runs batted in, plus a walk for Fort Loramie. Owen Plyman was 2-for-2 with a walk for the Redskins. Don't know if either one of these two teams has got what you would call a stud on the mound. I think each has a number one, Derek Meyer for Fort Loramie, Grant Saunders for Rushi. But the number two, the number three on each squad, right behind the number ones. Derek Meyer pitched twice against Rushi during the season, pitched effectively both times. Xavier Flippo pitched in the first Fort Loramie-Rushi meeting this year. Braylon Cordonier pitched in the second Fort Loramie-Rushi meeting. As we noted, the two teams split. It's going to be Derek Meyer, who pitched yesterday short of that 30-pitch count that would have excluded him from today's game. And it's Xavier Flippo on the hill for Rushi. Neither one of these two pitchers, Chuck, will break 80 very often, both in the mid-high 70s. A lot of breaking stuff. Derek Meyer from the left side, Xavier Flippo from the right.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's harder to hit the slower stuff than it is somebody throwing on a line, you know, with the fastball. But it's going to come down to arms today. I'll be shocked if either pitcher can go the distance. So it's going to be who can come out there, who's got enough fresh arms to go out and hold the other team down.
Yep. An ill-timed error, an ill-timed base on balls, a timed-up base hit. Those are the kind of things in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning which could very well decide this game, which may come right down to a run or two and the last at-bat for either one of these teams.
Well, and this is just about, you know, it's a perfect scenario for us because we like both.
Right.
Both from our league. We have great friends on both sides. But what a tough game for these two towns to come in here. The bragging rights for a regional final is huge.
I'm pulling real hard for overtime, extra innings, game suspended because of darkness. And we come back tomorrow and finish it with the game knotted at 4-4. How about that?
Well, I'll take 12-12. If it's going to go suspended, but they can play until about 9 o'clock, so I think we're okay.
And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. With us from Fort Loramie for each and every Redskins game all year long, Guyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdout and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the delicious Big Boy and pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New advertising sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com in the last 6 months or so. Knox Machinery, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream in Jackson Center, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, and Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Chuck, you and I have not eaten for a while today. Boy, Brookins would taste yes. mighty good right now. Wish there was one in northern Cincinnati somewhere.
I think Carl needs to go ahead and bring something down to us.
Thanks so much to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Game delayed yesterday because of rain at dawn here in northern Cincinnati. No chance of that happening today. Bright blue skies overhead, some puffy cumulus clouds. Might have been a wind earlier today from the west to the east, but the American flag is standing still.
Yeah.
No wind advantage for the hitters. Sun might be a problem in right or center field here late in the afternoon.
It's bright. And something that I've noticed, and maybe it's because we're up higher, but every once in a while you get a glare off of a car or a truck going by, kind of a shot. Hopefully that doesn't come into play on the field itself.
I-75 rests on beyond the center field fence and the right field fence here at Princeton High School Baseball Stadium. Oddly enough, traffic is moving on I-75.
That's because I'm not out there trying to drive.
We're just below the outer belt, 275. And yesterday, all day long, it was stopped off and on both ways. But it's moving today. About 320 down the lines to the foul poles. 360 to left center and right center. 390 straight away to center field here at Princeton High School. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a two-minute radio station break. A two-minute radio station break upcoming here in a couple of minutes. I would like to alert Derek on the board at WMVR in advance. One of our great underwriting sponsors, as we noted just a few minutes ago, Francis Schulze in Rushi, from storm doors to garage doors. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components, and they're quite similar for both clubs. Pitching, defense, and timely hitting. As Chuck noted several minutes ago in this regional championship, defensively, you can't give the offense on the other side a fourth or fifth out in an inning. It could come right down to a base knock in the sixth or seventh inning. It should be a tight game. A clutch hitting by these two teams late in the contest will be of paramount importance. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, Rushi and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Here's a two-minute radio station break. Back in 2 minutes, Fort Loramie and Rushi, regional championship baseball, D4 from Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins have just been introduced down on the field of play here at Cincinnati Princeton High School. Rushi Raiders being introduced next. Rushi, the top team on the bracket that notes these two opponents on the OHSAA website. Thus, Rushi is the home club here today and will be on the field defensively first. Let's take a look at the Raiders alignment on the mound. Xavier Flippo, 7-0 on the year. He's pitched in 9 games, ERA of 1.3. His battery mate, Aiden Shappy, behind the plate in the infield from left to right. Hayden Quinter at third. Braylon Gourdonier at short. Braden Monon at second. Jared Poling at first. Outfield, Ross Fissinger in left. Zane Shappy in center. And Jude Counts is in right field for the Rushi Raiders. Batting order for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Derek Meyer is on the hill. He leads off this club in batting. He's the number one man in the lineup. Also pitching for Fort Loramie is Derek Meyer. Evan Eilerman at short hits second. Carson Tennery in right field bats third. Isaac Ratterman in left field is the fourth hitter. Taryn Fleckenstein, the DH, bats fifth. Ty Ruhenkamp is the first baseman batting sixth. Logan Eilerman, center field, batting seventh. Maverick Grudich, the second baseman, eighth in the order. Owen Kleiman, the catcher, ninth. And the DH, Taryn Fleckenstein, hits for Clint Hilgefort, the third baseman for the Fort Loramie Redskins. By the way, Fissinger in left field for Rushi will not hit. The DH for the Raiders is Grant Saunders, leading hitter on the club. We'll have the playing of our national anthem upcoming here in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll have our first pitch. It's just around the corner, game time approaching. Rushi Raiders being introduced to her right. Rushi in those bright mustard yellow jerseys, blue numbers, white pants, blue caps, Fort Loramie, white trousers, red jerseys, black numbers outlined in white, and red, white, and black caps. Beautiful day for baseball. Two teams split in the regular season this year. Rushi seeking revenge, having lost to Fort Loramie right here in this game 1 year ago. We're back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I am Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Princeton. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing for pitch hitting yesterday. We've heard from Bryant. He's at the state track meet, and he's just filled us in on some interesting results. How about Aaliyah Johnson of Botkins? I think she wound up number one in the state in the discus, first in girls' discus, a throw of 137.5. Congratulations to Botkins senior Aaliyah Johnson.
That's terrific.
And a senior, Lena Rowland, was fifth, by the way. The Minster girls won the 4x800 relay. That was the only track finals today, the rest tomorrow. Fort Loramie girls second in that competition. Fort Loramie boys win the 4x800 with a time of 7:53. Some great results from the state track meet. Thank you, Bryant Billing.
Very nice.
Very much.
And we should get a Shelby County League team out of this region.
Well, we'll see who gets on the board first as Fort Loramie comes to bat in the top of the first inning. And as we talked about the wind a few minutes ago, Chuck, it has picked up. It's now blowing steadily out of the west to right field.
Yep.
So there could be somewhat of a jet stream to right field and the right field corner this afternoon.
That's weird. That picked up right away.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Derek Meyer steps in from the left side. He's got zero on his back. That's his numeral. Xavier Flippo, easy for me to say, the right-hander for Rushi, starts Meyer off with a curveball inside corner at the knees, and it's a strike. Third baseman Hayden Quinter up in the cut of the grass at third, a good 8-10 feet in advance of the bag. Here's a number hit by Meyer toward short. Charging is Braylon Cordonier. He muffs it. He was about 8 or 10 feet behind the mound to the third base side of it. It was going to be a real tough play. Meyer can scoot out of that left-hand batter's box. Ball was hit very softly, and Cordonier dashed in but could not field it cleanly. No throw to first, and Meyer is aboard.
Well, that was a seeing eye hit because the third baseman barely couldn't get it. The pitcher couldn't get it, and that was a real tough play for Cordonnier. They gave him an error, which I think he almost had to.
Evan Eilerman steps in, and he bunts it foul back of the plate. Yeah, I think there was going to be a reasonably good chance to nip Meyer at first if it's played cleanly
right
by the shortstop, Cordonnier. Third baseman Quinter is up even further now in this situation, expecting a bunt from Evan Eilerman. Well, we talk about the importance of not giving teams extra outs. Rushi gave one up right there, and we'll see if Fort Loramie can take advantage. Redskins had chances yesterday to score another run or two, didn't get it done. Meanwhile, Rushi was gifted by blunders from Southeastern in the fourth. Raiders certainly would have gotten a couple, but not six. Evan Eilerman, who had a real good day offensively yesterday, takes a slow breaking curveball from Flippo in and over above the belt, and it's strike two. No balls, two strikes on Evan Eilerman. He, like Derek Meyer, hits from the left side. First two batters for the Redskins are lefties. Outfield pretty much straight away for Evan. Outside target set up by Shappy. And Flippo hits it. It's a bit wide. A ball and two strikes. One and two. That was the old-fashioned 0-2 waist pitch to see if the batter will fish and get himself out.
Well, and it wasn't one of those where you throw it 80 feet over the backstop. I mean, it was one that could have been swung at.
Here's the pitch to Eilerman. Swung on and looped out into short right center field. It's caught. Second baseman for the Raiders. Spears it. Braden Monin, who played left field yesterday, shows the versatility of this Rushi team defensively with a nifty catch. It looked like the ball might clear his head. He stuck up the mitt, turned his shoulder, went to the edge of the grass, and snared it.
And that was a tough play for Meyer on first base, too, because he was in no man's land deciding how far to get off the base.
And he just did get back. Meyer with a lead at first. Flippo throws over. So Fort Loramie fails to bunt. Eilerman is out. One on, one out. Third hitter, Carson Tennery, steps in. Right fielder, a senior. Tennery looking down to Jeff Sanders, third base coach, for a sign. Third baseman Quinter up in front of the bag for the Raiders. I do not expect Tennery to bunt. Here's the high hold by the pitcher Flippo. Slow breaking curveball. Yes, inside corner. He's got that pitch down pat, Chuck.
Not going to knock the bats out of their hands, but boy, is he throwing curveballs for strikes.
Yep, you've got to time up Xavier Flippo and Derek Meyer today, that's for sure. One strike pitch to Tennery. Curveball, knees, outside corner. Got it again. Comfortable strike zone by the plate umpire. I like it. He's been on the money so far.
I saw nothing wrong with that pitch being a strike.
Nothing in two on Tennery. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. No score. Top of the first. One out. 0-2 pitch to Tennery. Flippo wasted high above the bill of the helmet. It's a ball and two strikes. One and two. Some fleecy white clouds overhead drifting down from the northwest. Slight breeze to the right field foul pole here at Princeton. And abundant sunshine. Pitch to Tennery. Curveball bounced to second. It's a DP play. Flip on to short. Relay to first. Yes.
Wow.
Twin killing for the Raiders. Well done.
Nice play by the first baseman right there to pick that off the ground.
Well done by Poling as the ball was hit on two hops to Monin at second, moving toward the second base bag. He shuffled it to Flippo. He fired on to Poling, and that was that. So the error by Rushi does no harm. Three batters are faced in the top of the first inning. Fort Loramie is out. Rushi coming to bat. We played a half inning here at Princeton in the D4 regional championship game. Fort Loramie nothing. Rushi coming to bat on scores.broadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Your number one resource center for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Rushi Raiders come to bat to start the bottom half of the first inning. Braden Monin, the second baseman today, the left fielder yesterday, the young man who started the double play in the top of the first, is the first hitter, and he's looking at a 1-1 pitch from Derek Meyer, and it's on the inside corner below the belt, strike two.
How many pitches is Meyer allowed to throw today, or could he go?
I think he's got the full range. Here's a hard ground ball to short off the bat of the leadoff hitter, Monin, toward the second base bag. Evan Eilerman scoops, fires on to Ruhenkamp at first, out, one away. Cleanly done by Eilerman at shortstop. Here's Xavier Flippo. He's the pitcher today, the shortstop yesterday for Rushi. He bats from the right side. Outfield for him is to the left of center. Logan Eilerman pulled toward the gap. There's a big one-hopper off the bat of Flippo to Eilerman. He's got it. Belt high. Cherry hot. Fires on to first. Two away.
This is what you want to do. You throw strikes, and that keeps your infielders in the game and on their toes. If you throw a lot of balls, they start kind of losing a little bit of concentration.
I think you can count on Flippo and Meyer here today, Chuck, to throw to contact. No doubt about it. Hayden Quinter steps in and fouls it off the fist over the screen behind the plate. No balls and a strike. Derek Meyer, the left-hander, looks in at his catcher, Owen Plyman, tries to hit the outside target and misses, and it's a ball and a strike. Derek right back to the plate, and there's a one-hopper to the mound. Derek Meyer's got it. On to first. That's it.
Wow.
Wow, Flippo and Meyer make it look easy in the first. We played one full, no score. Fort Loramie nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'd like to see the professional pitchers come here and watch these two kids pitch. You don't have to take 25 minutes between every pitch.
Maybe about 2.5 seconds.
The umpires had to put, I almost said referee, I was going to slip here a little bit, but it had to put a hand up a couple times on Meyer to slow him down just a second.
I tell you, Derek Meyer nearly throws the succeeding pitch before he gets the ball back from the catcher after the previous pitch of the plate. Both he and Flippo work very fast.
I love it. It makes the game watchable.
Up here we go. We start the top of the second inning. Flippo fires a first pitch strike right down the middle. Cleanup hitter, Isaac Radiman, hits from the right side, bat high above that right shoulder. That one bounces, and it's a ball and a strike on Radiman. Radiman, a junior. Again, he's in the box, slightly open stance, and he hits an outside pitch, and he squirts it down to first. It handcuffs Poling. It rolls into foul ground. Poling delivers to the pitcher covering late. It's probably an error.
Yeah, that ball took a hop on him, but still, you got to keep it. You got to knock that thing down. It's an easy play at first if you just keep it in front of you.
No doubt it had some funny spin on it coming off the bat of the right-hand batter, Radiman, down the first base line. But right near the bag, Poling was there. As you noted, Chuck, the ball did jump up a little bit off the ground at the last second. He thought he might get it thigh high, and he had to cup the ball in his glove waist high at the last second and did not secure it. It rolled away. Radiman hustling, beat the throw to first. Flippo covered alertly, but it was late. And for the second straight inning here at the start of the game, Redskins had the first runner aboard.
Well, Flippo did exactly what he was supposed to do. They just couldn't get the ball to him in time.
Here is Taryn Fleckenstein, closed stance. DH for Fort Loramie. Looks at a pitch inside. Was that the first pitch that I missed, the initial one? A ball, no strikes on Fleckenstein.
I think it's two balls.
Two balls. First pitch was out of the zone as well.
Hard to see that scoreboard out there, isn't it?
It'll be very difficult till about 6:30. Here's the windup, the pitch. That one's up high. And
3-0.
It's 3-0 as we do detect a 3 next to the ball sign on the scoreboard, 3-0. Flippo gets behind Fleckenstein with a runner at first and no out. And that pitch is off the inside edge, ball 4. So Fort Loramie, without the aid of a hit, has got two runners aboard as we start the second inning. And I would have to think, Chuck, a bunt is in order here for sure.
Yeah, you got to put something down the third baseline.
Quinter up in the grass at third.
You need to make the third baseman cover.
Exactly. If you can bunt it hard enough past the pitcher, make the third baseman field the ball, there's going to be no chance for a force out at third. Here's the windup, the pitcher, Ruhenkamp. Lined hard to the left side of the infield and through. And the Redskins move up station to station, one base at a time. Ty Ruhenkamp swung on an inside pitch. So much for our forecasting. He was not bunting. He turned on a delivery from Flippo on the inside half of the plate and hit a bullet to left field past Quinter, and they're loaded up.
That works, too. Either bunt him over or go ahead and hit a line drive single.
And here's Logan Eilerman with the bases full for Fort Loramie. Nobody out in the top of the second inning.
They got the corners in. The up the middle is still playing normal depth.
Yep, Quinter and Poling at third and first are on the infield grass. The pitch to Eilerman, cut on, fouled, out of play to the right. No balls and a strike. I'm a little bit surprised that Rushi is up so tight at first and third. That opens up the left side and right side of the infield.
That just tells you they don't think they're going to score a ton of runs.
Well, that's a good point. Second and short at double play depth. Here's the one strike pitch to Eilerman. Oh, it's a beauty.
Boy.
Talk about a hook. Big bender from Flippo in and over.
That is the pitch that sent me back to basketball full time.
No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Bases loaded for Eilerman, no score. Top of the second inning, Fort Loramie hitting. Three on, no one out. Two-strike pitch, breaking ball. He gets a piece of it and taps it foul behind the catcher, Shappy, and the plate umpire. Outfield for Logan, pretty much straight away, deep and left. Wind blowing toward the right field corner. Logan, big time, wide open stance at the plate. Two-strike pitch on the way from Flippo. Curveball tapped foul to the left of Coach Jeff Sanders at third. Flippo's soft stuff, difficult to time up, although Ruinkamp didn't waste any time as he spanked the first pitch on a line into left.
Boy, I tell you what, he turned on that inside pitch and then hit it on a rope.
Didn't he, though? That was a rifle shot to left field. Hit it so hard, Fort Laramie could not advance the runner home from second. Here's Eilerman going down on strikes, a swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Nicely done by Flippo. He changed the eye level, came back with a fastball under the bill of the cap, and Eilerman whiffed on it.
Yep.
Here is Maverick Grudich, the second baseman for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Sophomore up in a clutch situation. He needs to lift one to the outfield if he can. Fort Laramie needs to get at least one out of this at minimum. Bases loaded, one down. Flippo to Grudich. Grudich hits the ball off his knuckles. Little pop up toward first and foul ground. Poling runs down into the grass and he snares it.
Boy, if Rucci can get out of this, that will buoy their confidence.
Wow. Two great pitches in a row by Flippo. He strikes out Eilerman up and in, and then he jams Grudich, and he hits a little pop-up number and foul ground to first. Two away. Here's Owen Plyman, the Fort Laramie catcher. Quinter at third, still playing way up. You never know. High school teams, including Fort Laramie, have dropped down bunts in this situation. Here's the pitch to Plyman, and it's under his left shoulder. Nearly caught the jersey. Yep. Real close. It's a ball. A ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away for Plyman. Quinter up at third. Poling behind the runner at first. The pitch to Owen. Swung on off the handle. Foul ball to the right. Chappie, the catcher for Rushi, hustles. Can't get it.
A lot of room right there. It's going to be tough to get a foul ball there unless it's hit way up in the air.
Right. A ball, a strike on Plyman.
What grade is Plyman in?
Owen is a senior.
Okay.
Outstanding player on the football field last campaign. At least that's what my notes say, and I believe that is correct. And Spencer Wells, if you're listening, and if I'm wrong, let me know. Here is the pitch coming up to Owen Plyman. Bases full. Rushi trying to get out of a jam. Two away now here in the top of the second. Sacks are clogged. Pitch to Plyman. Slow curveball. He swings. It's a high towering fly ball to center. Drifting back the center fielder for the Rushi Raiders. He's got plenty of room.
Wow.
And it is caught. About 310 feet from home plate. Zane Chappie makes the play. The wind didn't help it. Ball was hit pretty hard by Plyman, but the Redskins are retired three in a row after loading the bases, and Rushi gets out of hot water. We go to the bottom of the second. Fort Laramie nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back here to Princeton High School, the scene of today's Division IV Regional Baseball Championship. Fort Laramie missed a golden opportunity in the top of the second inning and left the bases full after putting three on with none out. and Rushi's Xavier Flippo wriggles off the hook.
Well, what a job by Flippo there after he loaded the bases. An error. Could have dropped his chin.
Yep.
Man, he came in with some pitching there.
Standout clutch pitching for sure. Derek Meyer back on the hill working quickly for Fort Loramie. It gets ahead of the cleanup hitter Grant Saunders of Rushi with two strikes and wastes one wide. And it's a ball and two strikes on Saunders. Saunders steps away from the plate momentarily.
Well, that last pitch, the catcher wasn't ready for it.
I think you're right, Chuck. It caught Owen by surprise. It was wasted outside, but Derek Meyer, he throws it right there again. And Saunders reaches, hits a ground ball up the middle. Good play near the second base bag by Grudich. On to first, got him. That was what you call a worm burner, a grass cutter, right back through the box.
I love to see a first baseman that could go down there and then pick the ball up off the turf like that.
Good play by Grudich. Saunders hit that ball, more or less protecting the plate. Didn't get a real good swing. Here's a foul pop behind the plate. Owen Kleiman comes back, and he makes a brilliant catch.
I'll clap for that one.
Spectacular. Phenomenal. Woo-wee. A foul pop off the bat of Braylon Gourdonier. And traveling a good 40 to 50 feet behind home plate went Owen Kleiman. And Kleiman went down on his belly and made a phenomenal sliding catch on the warning track right in front of the backstop. That was beautifully done. Major league catchers, take note.
that was amazing. I didn't think he had a chance.
Wow.
I think he scratched himself up a little bit.
And Owen may need a bandage on that right arm. Mm-mm-mm. Dazzling play, to say the least. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Hey, you'll be all smiles when you see the great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car, plus outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Our radio station sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM today, Busher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group, based in Sydney, offices in Sydney, Fort Loramie and Piqua, Sydney Body Car Star, Realy 2000, and Sydney Tire and Best One Tire. Next opportunity, we're going to talk at length about one of our new underwriting sponsors, Schnipple Construction, which is building excellence in Bodkins. But very quickly, two down for Rushi here in the second inning. And the sixth hitter steps in. That's Aiden Shappy, who swings and air mails a fly foul down the right field line. What a start to this game for Derek Meyer, who pitched well in both outings against Rushi in the regular season. Derek has been darn near unflappable over two seasons on the mound. He wants to check with catcher Owen Kleiman here. Grant Saunders for Rushi was out, retired on a ground ball to Grudich near the second base bag to start the inning. Braylon Gourdonier fouled off a pitch behind the plate. Great catch by Owen Kleiman. Two down for the Raiders. Bottom of the second. No score. High and wide on that pitch to Aiden Shappy. Five straight retired by Derek. Meyer twists and turns on the mound. And that's Lou and outside. Shappy wanted to swing. Didn't pull the trigger.
Two and two.
Yep, two balls, two strikes. First two pitches were strikes. Here's the swing. And on an outside pitch, Shappy flies it to right. Towering ball. Redskins right fielder camping under it. Carson Tenery there gloves it for the out. Six hitters straight retired by Derek Meyer. We've played two, no score in this D4 regional championship game at Princeton. Fort Loramie nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Princeton. So many thanks to Matt Weber here at Princeton High School, the Associate Athletic Director. Boy, he has rolled out the red carpet for us. Beautiful broadcast booth, Chuck.
Yeah, it is.
Could seat 40 or 50 people.
Oh, I was telling him earlier just what a much better venue this is than Springfield.
For one thing,
there's not 40 feet of water standing in left field.
Right.
Besides that.
And you can open the windows
yes.
here.
Oh, this is a really nice venue.
It's a breath of fresh air. No pun intended.
It's easy to get to. You know, you get a little traffic, but that's Cincinnati.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, after leaving the bases loaded in the second inning, come to bat here in the top of the third. And for Fort Loramie, it is Derek Meyer, pitcher, left-hand batter, at the plate against Xavier Flippo. And, man, he was miraculous in the top of the second inning, getting out of a bases-loaded, no-out pickle.
That was amazing.
One ball, one strike on Derek Meyer. Flippo wheels and deals. Meyer hits a hard ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman for the Raiders, Monin, ranges far to his right, gets a glove on it. That's probably a base hit.
I think I would call that one a hit. We'll see what they do.
Edge of the dirt, edge of the grass, 8 feet to the right of second base.
I don't think he's going to throw him out even if he makes the play.
Nope, not Derek Meyer. He might have thrown out someone else from
me.
Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer, batting from the right side of the plate. Yeah, we're out the 10 feet.
They could have out there and tagged me out.
Not going to get Derek Meyer. And I'm scoring that officially a single for
Meyer.
Yeah,
they did too. The official scorer did the same thing.
Yep, good judgment. Evan Eilerman to the plate. So Derek Meyer has been on twice, safe on the error by Cordonier at short, first time up. Here's Eilerman bunting successfully this time. Down the line at third. Oh, it's a late throw to first base. Not even close. Not even close. Quinter charged. Ball was gloved. Only about 15 feet from home plate. Nice bunt by Eilerman who deadened it.
It was.
And Eilerman can wheel and deal running from the left-hand side of the plate.
Well, it's easy to sit up here and say what you might have done. I'm not sure he was going to get him out. I'm not sure that ball would have stayed fair because it had a lot of spin on it. But, you know, you make the play and you do your best, and that's what he did.
Well, the Redskins have now put six runners on the base paths in just over two innings of play. No runs to show for it. Here is the first pitch to Carson Tennery, and it's low for a ball. Two men on for Fort Loramie, none out, top of the third. Fort Loramie nothing, Rushi nothing. Redskins threatening again. Here's the stretch by Flippo. Look back at second. Inside corner pitch, yes. Umpire gave it to him, and he should have.
That was a good pitch.
A ball, a strike on Tennery, who bounced into a double play to close out the top of the first frame. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Flippo reared back, threw one over 80 there. Caught Tennery by surprise, and his cut was late. A ball and two strikes on Tennery. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Top of the third, none out. Infield single for Derek Meyer. Bunt single, Evan Eilerman. Pitch to Tenery.
Ooh.
Curveball above the bill of the cap, and it's 2-2.
In the old days, called that chin music?
Uh-huh. It's exactly what it was. Nice lead out at second for Derek Meyer. Cordonier sneaks in behind. Stretch by Flippo. Pitch to Tenery. Bouncing ball back up the middle toward the second base bag. Fielded by Braylon Cordonier. Shuffles a throw to Monin at second for one. Monin to one knee on the pivot. Late throw to first. Safe. One out at second. Runners on the corners. As Tenery bounces into a force. 6-4. Still Fort Loramie threatening. Go ahead, run at third base, 90 feet away.
That was a real nice play by Cordonier because that took a real weird hop on him that time.
It did.
He did a good job of getting the runner at second.
Well done. First and third for Fort Loramie, one away. Isaac Ratterman, cleanup hitter, steps in, waves the bat back high behind his right shoulder. It hits it sharply to the right side. Monin down to one knee, boots it, scrambles for it, gets it, flips to second. Got him by an eyelash, but a run scores as Rushi doesn't get the double play, just a force out. And scampering in from third is Derek Meyer on the hard hit ball off the bat of Isaac Ratterman. Braden Monin went down nearly on all fours to smother that ball and got a belated pitch off to Braylon Cordonier at second base for the force out. No chance to turn two.
No.
And Derek Meyer races home for Fort Loramie.
They took a great play to get the force out at second.
Sure did. So that's a couple of force outs at second in a row, producing a run for Fort Loramie. Redskins a runner now at first base with two gone. Here's Taryn Fleckenstein. High outside curveball lifted out of play to the right over the Raiders dugout. Rushi, the home team, in the third base dugout here at Princeton. About 320 or so down the lines, 360 in the alleys, 390 to center. Slight breeze blowing out to right field. 1-0 Fort Loramie, top of the third. One strike pitch to Fleckenstein. Nope, a throw to first. Not sure that Isaac Ratterman is a big threat to run. Two away. What did I say, Chuck, mistakenly?
No, there's two outs.
Two outs.
Yeah. I know I was asking you because I can't see that far.
Yep, two away, a couple of force outs at second. Isaac Ratterman looks at a pitch high and away out of the zone. Quinter up at third, about 5 or 6 feet in front of the bag. Infield deep in the middle. Here's the pitch, bounced high over the mound, charging Braylon Cordonier. Neat play by him, throw into Poling, got him.
I like Poling, heck of a play.
Inning over, but Fort Loramie nets a run. Redskins produce one. We're in the middle of the third here at Cincinnati Princeton. D4 Baseball Regional Championship, Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here we go, bottom of the third. Rushi Raiders step in to hit. Derek Myers retired the first six. Very generous strike call on the outside corner to open up the bottom of the third inning for the Raiders. Next pitch by Derek Meyer. Bounced softly to third. Good play by Clint Ilgefort. He throws wild at first base, though. Ratterman can't make the snag. Uh-oh, runner down at second base for Rushi.
He slipped when he went to get the ball. I don't think he ever got his feet underneath him, and then that was a wild, wild throw.
I'm sorry. I should have said Ty Ruhenkamp could not make the retrieval at first base. And the Rushi Raiders have the tying run at second. Nice play at third to Ilgefort, but he hustled up the throw, and it wasn't there on a fly. Ruhenkamp had to stretch toward the outfield to make a backhand snag on the dirt. Couldn't do it. Let's see if the Raiders elect to bunt with a runner at second and nobody out. That's the tying run parked out there at second base in the person of Zane Chappie. Jared Poling, the right-hand batting first baseman, steps in, and he looks at a strike. Ilgefort, two steps behind the baseline at third. Now he creeps in a little bit with the pitch by Derek Meyer. Swung on and powered hard down the left field line. It's at least a single. A run will score. The batter runner Poling makes the wide turn at first and hangs on. Wow, Jared Poling took a rip at an inside curveball from Derek Meyer and scalded one about 10 feet fair down the left field line. Good hustle play by Ratterman for Fort Loramie to choke off the ball and hold the hitter to a single.
That was a great play to hold into a single, but boy, what a shot that was down the left field line.
So just like that, Rushi retaliates, and we've got a 1-1 game. Jude counts at the plate, bunts it foul. No one out, no one away for the Rushi Raiders in the bottom of the third. Rushi has knotted the count at one apiece. Way up at third is Ilgefort. Derek Meyer, high curveball. Ooh, it caught the letters. That is probably the first pitch that I clearly disagree with.
Well, he ducked under, the batter ducked underneath it, too. That made it look worse than it was.
So counts for Rushi's behind. No balls, two strikes. Outside target, but Plyman, swing and a miss. Chasing it was counts. He's down on strikes. Here comes Braden Monnen to the plate for Rushi. Let's see if he still has the bunt call. Poling down at first, not a serious threat to run. Short lead. Meyer looks that way. There's a high fastball, a cut, a miss, and a strike. Monnen played left field yesterday, second base today. He's been active out there at second. Derek Meyer throws a curve inside and low. 1-1 on Monnen. Bottom of the third, game tied. Fort Loramie a run in the top of the third. Rushi a run in the bottom of the third. Here's a big curveball fisted toward the mound. It pops up in the air off of Derek Meyer's glove. Pops to the shortstop, Eilerman behind him. He tries to get the man at second with a flip back to the second baseman for the Redskins, Maverick Grudich. The ball eludes Grudich. All hands are safe. That's probably a scratchy infield single.
Well, I think it's going to be a single, but they were so close together that when he threw the ball to him, to Grudich, it just handcuffed him. He could not get his hands around fast enough. I think he thought he was going to first base with it.
Maybe so. Good description, Chuck. First and second for Rushi with one down. Here's Xavier Flippo. One away. Pitch to Flippo inside at the knees. Last pitch by Derek Meyer to the previous hitter, Braden Monnen, was a good one. It jammed him. He got enough on the ball to get it off the glove of Meyer, and then it became a tough play to complete for Fort Loramie in between the mound and the second base bag. Here's a strike call, nothing and two on Flippo. Go-ahead run for Rushi out at second base. Derek Meyer fires. Flippo takes it high and away. A ball and two strikes on Flippo. Infield at double play depth in the middle. Here's the throw behind the runner at second. Late tag, safe.
Great job by Eilerman in center field to be coming in there to back that up in case the ball was thrown into center field.
Exactly. Eilerman shading left center on the hitter Flippo, who's got a couple strikes on him. Derek Meyer goes to work. Here's a fastball, bounce to the right side, and it's in between the first and second baseman. Here comes the runner to the plate for Rushi, and now he's caught between third and home. He didn't come all the way toward home plate, and he's tagged out in the rundown. The pickle. No, he's ruled safe. The ball is dropped. It's dropped. And the Fort Laramie Redskins want to say right now to the plate umpire that it was caught cleanly, tag was made, and in an attempt to take the ball out of the mitt, that's when the ball came free.
Not what I saw. I saw the ball look like a snow cone in the glove, and when he put the glove on him to tag him, the ball popped out.
And who was attempting the tag from Fort Laramie during that rundown?
Number four, whoever that is.
That Ty Ruhenkamp had come up from first base. Yep. He'd swung around behind the play very alertly. And the Rushi base runner from second was going to be nailed at the plate. He did a Johnny come lately around third and almost stopped there, came on home. He was a dead duck, got caught in the
run. They were trying to hold him up. Uh-huh. He ran through the stop sign.
And now the umpires converge to the left of the mound to talk this over.
I don't think anything's going to change. They weren't close enough to see the play. The plate umpire was right on top of it. I agree with him.
It's either an out in the inning so far, no out on that play, and a run scoring, or it's a second out recorded there at the plate and still a 1-1 game.
Right.
And the officials did not change the plate umpire's call. They conferenced, and the final ruling is a dropped ball at the plate on the tag attempt by Ty Ruhenkamp.
If I hadn't seen the ball sticking out of the top of his glove when he went to make the tag, I'm going to agree that he wasn't reaching in. He tagged, and the ball popped out.
Chuck, I think your observation is spot on. That's a tough pill to swallow for Fort Laramie, but an excellent call by the home plate umpire. So let's set the scene now as the Redskins have a confab on the mound. Head coach Jeff Sanders is out.
He just needs to calm them down. They were playing so well, and all of a sudden this inning, they're throwing the ball all over the place.
Rushi's gone ahead by a score of 2-1. That was a ground ball base hit to right field by Xavier Flippo. It played to the runner from second. As a result of the rundown between third and home, Chuck, which did not produce an out, unfortunately for Fort Laramie, the Raiders wind up with runners at second and third.
Yep.
Still one down, inning still alive. Rushi up 2-1.
And they're pulling the corners in too, because they see that they're not going to score a bunch of runs on Flippo today. They need to try to keep this thing at 2-1.
Hayden Quinter steps in. Runners at second and third. You're right, Chuck. Up at third and first defensively for Fort Laramie. Swing and a miss on a low inside curveball. One strike on Quinter. Derek Meyer working quickly. Tries to paint the outside corner. Missed it. A ball and a strike. Runners at second and third for Rushi, which has gone ahead of Fort Laramie. 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Derek Meyer into the stretch. Comes plateward. And it's a swing and a foul through Plyman's legs to the backstop. 1-2 count. Derek Meyer needs a K in the worst way. 1-2 pitch upcoming. Infield now way up snug at third, short, second, and first. Plate umpire motions for the Rushi Raiders dugout to send the players back inside.
They had more than one person out of the dugout. Then you can't do that.
Here's the pitch by Meyer to Quinter. It swung on and sprayed foul over the Raider dugout to the right. Still a 1-2 count. Big situation. Rushi trying to play add-on. Raiders have played it two here in the bottom of the third to lead Fort Loramie 2-1. Pitch to Quinter. Uh-oh, he takes a late swing. Hit a pitch way outside, and he comes up with just air. He's out on strikes. That is a big out registered by Fort Loramie's Derek Meyer. And here's Big Grant Saunders to the plate. Best hitter in the Rushi lineup. Braylon Cordon, your good hitter on deck. Here's the windup of Meyer, pitch to Saunders. A late swing off the end of the bat to second base. Right through the legs of Grudich. Right through his legs, a wicket. One run scores, two run score. Error on the second baseman for Fort Loramie. A very polite ground ball to second base. A defensive swing by Saunders. And Fort Loramie doesn't make the play. And two more runs score.
Well, you Loramie, and you load the bases with nobody out and don't get a run, and now you have given away four runs here in the bottom of the third.
Well, in this inning by Fort Loramie, Chuck, 1, 2, 3 errors. You've got to score. The misplay at the plate, the ball coming out of the mitt of Ty Ruhenkamp, an error. Inning started. Error at third base on a throw.
Yep.
Just had an error at second. A three-error third inning before Fort Loramie.
Right.
And what was one of our themes in the pregame? You can't give the opposing offense a fourth or fifth out. And Fort Loramie here in the third inning has allowed outs 4, 5, and 6. Can't do it.
And I like Saunders for one reason. He knows how to wear baseball socks.
Grant Saunders down at first, safe on the two-run scoring error. Here's the pitch to Braylon Cordano from Derek Meyer, and it's high for a ball.
I'm trying to catch the number for they got a pinch runner in there for Saunders.
Sure do. Rushi Raiders, Cordano looks at a pitch that's wide. Derek Meyer wants to work quickly, and Braylon Cordano says, no, you don't. I'm going to step out. Pitch to Braylon, very high. I think that stretches the count to 3-0. Am I correct?
Yes.
Three balls, no strikes on Braylon Cordano. Rushi 4. Fort Loramie 1. Bottom of the third. Strike called. Knee high inside edge. Meyer into the stretch to Braylon Cordano again. Swing and a foul ball out of play right over the top of the media booth. Directly behind home plate here at Princeton. Fort Loramie Redskins coming unglued defensively here in the third. Pitch to Cordano, swung on, out ahead of a curveball, pulls it hard about 300 feet down the right field line, out of play. He's got power. He stroked a late game triple, first meeting of the year between these two, and it led Rushi to the victory. 5-2 in the game played at Rushi. Fort Loramie rebounded to win at the Redskins Park by a score of 4-1. There's a high fastball, and Braylon Cordano is on. Meyer walks him. Ninth man to bat, Aiden Shappy, here in the bottom of the third for Rushi. Rushi sent up 6 in the first two innings. I bet Derek Meyer didn't throw more than 25 pitches. And it's been a struggle for Fort Loramie here in the third.
Well, I mean, they're not doing him any favors. Rushi's hitting the ball harder the second time through the lineup, but there's some plays that should have been made. This inning should have been over 20 minutes ago.
Yep, sure should have. Swing and a foul to the screen. Off the bat of Aiden Shappy, who's in there for Rushi with runners at first and second as the Raiders try to tack on some more, leading it 4-1. Meyer gets the sign from catcher Owen Plyman, throws it plateward, swing and a miss, outside fastball, good tail. That was a two-seamer, not excessively speedy, but it had fine late tail on it. Shappy swung and missed. He's down 2 strikes. Meyer throws. Here's a bouncing ball. Chopped. 1, 2, 3 bounces near the second base bag. Grudich on the run. Spears and touches second for the force out. And the inning is finally over for Fort Loramie, which gave up four runs in the frame, all unearned, and Rushi has taken a 4-1 lead at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hey, don't forget about the July 2nd Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. It concludes at Fort Loramie Community Youth Park at Liberty Days on July 2nd. More prizes, better odds. Boy, the list of prizes, unbelievable for this 2022 event. $5,000 cash, a Blackstone grill, a Myrtle Beach vacation. Let's see, what else do we have here, Chuck? A Winchester 20 GA shotgun, a 2022 Polaris Ranger, a standing deep freeze, Cincinnati Reds game party suite, a Generac generator, four new tires and alignment, $1,000 cash, ladies spa night for four, Disney vacation package, a skid of beer. Unbelievable list. Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle, and it will conclude on July 2nd, Fort Loramie Community Youth Park and Liberty Days event. And you can buy online tickets at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle. The tickets also available at these businesses: Wagner's IGA in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Garage, PSG, Fort Loramie Hardware, Myers Garage, All About You. And only 2,000 tickets tops will be sold. Tickets are numbered 0000 through 1999, only one prize per ticket. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. The 2022 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. It concludes July 2nd, Fort Loramie Community Youth Park at Liberty Days. More prizes, better odds.
Boom.
And Fort Loramie starts out the top of the fourth inning with a line drive single along the left field line. And here come the Redskins right back. Ty Ruhenkamp with a good stroke.
Hit the ball hard twice now.
Yep, Ruhenkamp's got two singles. Two bullets to left field. Here's Logan Eilerman as Fort Loramie tries to get something started. Down 4-1, top of the fourth.
I don't think you bunt here. I'm not sure why the third baseman's in as close as he is.
Nope, down three runs. No way Logan Eilerman is bunting. He swings and squirts a foul out of play to the right. Quinter way up at third. He's only about 65 feet from home plate. Now he retreats a step or two. Flippo, high hold into the stretch, looks at first at Ruhenkamp, throws a big bender curveball in and over the outside corner, and it's nothing and two on Logan Eilerman. Did I forget to mention a $2,500 landscaping package? That's one of the prizes available in that Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Eilerman goes down on strike, swinging. Big out. Yep. Registered by Flippo.
Yeah, ball in the dirt. Eilerman took a swing at it.
And I like the sound of this, an Apple Watch Series SE and AirPods Pro.
Okay.
Another super prize available in that Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Again, the event concludes July 2nd, Fort Loramie Community Youth Park and Liberty Days. The 2022 Jeep Wrangler Sport, as well as family golf membership and lessons.
Wow.
Here's a high foul, out of play to the right. No, it stays in play for Poling. Poling takes several steps to his left, and he spears it. So after the base knock by Ty Ruhenkamp to open up the frame for Fort Loramie, two straight outs. Logan Eilerman, K's. Maverick Grudich pops out to first. Here's Owen Plyman with one on and now two down in the top of the fourth inning. Plyman looks at a pitch, a strike on the outside corner. Flippo in a groove on these last two hitters. Flippo checks it first. Here he comes to the plate against Plyman. He started to go at a low outside breaking ball, checked in time, and it's a ball and a strike. Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 1, top of the fourth. Each team scored in the third. Fort Loramie 1, and then Rushi, thanks in part to three Redskins errors, sent home 4 in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss by Owen Plyman. He was handcuffed on that one, a ball and two strikes. 4-1 Rushi, top of the fourth inning. Fort Loramie with one on and two out now. Pitch to the plate, floating curveball, waited on by Plyman, and then he airmails a fly ball to right center. It should be an easy play for the Rushi Raiders, and it is caught on the sprint by Zane Chappie as he angled in from center towards short right center, picked it off, and the Redskins are down and out in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Derek Meyer back to the hill for Fort Loramie in the bottom of inning number 4 for Rushi. Derek's had a fantastic season, 65 innings pitched. He's allowed just 52 hits, thrown in 15 games, started 10, 9-1 record. But I tell you what, the Fort Loramie defense did him no favors in the bottom of the previous frame. Three errors turned in by Fort Loramie. Rushi tallied 4. Here's a ground ball back up the box. Grudich charges with the glove hand. He's got it. Good play. On to first to Ruhenkamp. Out. First hitter for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning is retired. That was Zane Chappie. Ground ball to second. Here is Jared Poling at a base hit in the 4-run inning by Rushi. That was in the third. Poling batting one down here in the fourth. Swings and hits it off the barrel to fairly deep right field. The Redskins right fielder is measuring it. Should be an easy play out there for Carson Tennery. He sticks up the mitt. He's got it. Fought the sun a little bit. Hauls it in. Two down. 4 unearned runs by Rushi in the third inning. Difference in this game. Meyer throws a two-seamer outside. Jude counts, chased it, strike one. No balls and a strike. Glad we've got tons of listeners here on scoresbroadcast.com today and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Like to remind you momentarily here about our radio station sponsors.
Get even a foot.
Busher's Market in Rushi. Reese Insurance Group. Offices in Sydney, Piqua, Fort Loramie. Sydney Body Car Star. Realty 2000. Sydney Tire, Best One Tire. And the Raiders take advantage of the hit batsman.
Hit him right in the foot.
Jude counts, hit the pitch. Low inside curveball, nicked him. And here's Braden Monin stepping in. He singled amidst that four-run uprising by Rushi in the third inning. Look at first by Meyer. Pitches low and in to Monin, a ball. So many thanks to Bryant Billings, Sydney Daily News, for sharing with us the state track meet results. We'll feed them to you once again. Oh, my goodness. Here's the ball swung on by Braden Mon and drilled back up the middle. It hits the pitching rubber, and it scoots way up in the air into right center field. The runner for Rushi goes around second to third, turns wide at third, and is almost caught from behind. It's a base hit right up the gut. Wow, haven't seen that in a long time, Chuck.
No, went off the mound and almost turned right. He was trying to get him to score. You got two outs. You don't hold him up there. He didn't try to hold him up there. He went back on his own. Runner at first when the ball went through. There's no reason he's not standing on second base right now.
Right. Jude counts did stop at third base. There was a chance maybe for Rushi to elect to send him. It would have been a close call. His counts was scurrying around third, did get back into third in the nick of time. That was a very solidly hit base knock right up the middle by Braden Monin, who's had two consecutive singles. And here's Xavier Flippo trying to help his own cause, the Rushi pitcher. Runners at first and third, two out for Rushi. Bottom of the fourth, and another run here by the Raiders would make it even more difficult for Fort Loramie to rally.
A couple of two or three base running errors by Rushi. One of them turned into a run.
Here is the pitch to the plate. Curveball, knee high. Yes, a strike. Excellent pitch by Derek Meyer, right at the knees. First and third, two out for Rushi. Bottom of the fourth, Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 1. The winner will play the newer Catholic Berlin Highland winner in a state semi on Thursday. The pitch to the plate gets away from Plyman. Here comes Count scoring from third. The toss from Plyman to Derek Meyer covering was off the mark. Count beat it anyway. Big run. I was just talking about another add-on run sitting at third for the Raiders. And the Raiders get another unearned marker, scoring it on a wild pitch or a pass ball.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking that was a pass ball. It was in the dirt, but man, you got to block that. You got to keep that in front of you.
So Flippo now with a runner at second, another man in scoring position. And the plate umpire's call, I didn't read it very well, Chuck. I thought he signaled a strike.
Yeah.
Sure looked good. And it's ruled
3-1.
3-1 that may have been called a ball. Here's the pitch to Flippo, swung on, line to center, right in his tracks as Logan Eilerman. He snatches it, head high. That ball was ripped by Flippo, but Eilerman had him played perfectly. Rushi tacks on another unearned run. We played four. We go to the fifth. It is now Rushi 5, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, we advance on here to the top of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie trailing by a count of 5-1. 5-1, Rushi. Rushi with five unearned runs in this game. Perhaps a very well-kept secret in West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades. It was way back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was begun. Grandpa Gene Schnipple started the company as a local household handyman doing some small home additions. He set a very high standard of excellence back then, and at Schnipple, we follow that standard every step of the way since. Since those early years, Schnipple has completed more than 400 commercial projects. And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, according to Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple now specializes in the construction of nationally recognized hotels, having built close to 60. Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. And Schnipple Construction in Botkins welcomes applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com. That's info@schnippleconstruction.com. Schnipple, S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Thanks to Schnipple Construction, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schnipple Construction, building excellence for decades. Fort Loramie batting top of the fifth inning, Chuck, down 5-1. Redskins need base runners.
0-2 count here on Meyer.
Nothing and two, and Derek Meyer, good man to start the inning for Fort Loramie. High on base percentage all year. Two strikes on him. Xavier Flippo checks with his catcher, Chappie, throws it, and Derek swings and golfs a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clean single off the bat of Derek Meyer. Runner aboard, top of the fifth for Fort Loramie. Evan Eilerman steps in. He had a bunt single earlier. Was out on a looping liner to second in the first inning. By the way, Derek Meyer has been on base all three times, two singles, and on as a result of an error at short. Eilerman, like Derek Meyer, hits from the left side. Flippo throws upstairs for a ball. A ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Eilerman. Outfield slightly to the right for the left-hand batter, who does go all fields. He swings. It's a line drive, just like Derek Meyer, into center field on one bounce to the center fielder. A base hit. Throw to second in an attempt to get the force is late, and the Redskins have something shaken here in the fifth inning.
I'll tell you what, and Meyer's fast. That was a close as heck for him to be forced out of second base, 8-6.
I think that Derek Meyer wanted to make sure that ball did not get caught.
That's exactly what he did.
In center field. He did get into second in time. Two nice line drive base wraps to center off the bats of Derek Meyer and Evan Eilerman. Two left-hand hitters for Fort Loramie. Two on, none out. Here's Carson Tennery. Top of the fifth inning, Rushi 5, Fort Loramie 1. Pitch to Tennery. He swings and misses. Tried to dig a low curveball off the ground. Couldn't do it. Whiffed. Boy, Redskins need another base knock here, and Fort Loramie might be off and running to a big inning. Flippo into the stretch. A hold above his waist. Curveball to Tennery, grounded towards short. Scoop up there. Throw to second one. Relay to first. Yes! Tennery tops into a double play. That was a ground hugger to shortstop. Easy one for Braylon Cordonier. On to Braden Monin. Relay to Poling. Rushi trying to get out of a jam. Big double play action there.
That was what they call tailor-made double play. Yep.
Good curveball by Flippo, causing Carson Tennery to smack that one into the ground. Here is Isaac Ratterman with a runner at third. He looks at a wide curveball, 1-0 on Ratterman. Here's the pitch. Ratterman takes, knee high, inside corner. Yep. A ball and a strike. Runner at third for Fort Loramie. Two down now after a huge double play wrapped in two by Tennery of Fort Loramie. Pitch to Ratterman. Ball chopped to third. 4 feet foul outside the line. The ball, two strikes.
Not what they were hoping for when it was first, second, nobody out.
Nope.
But they need to get a run. They need to score Meyer in this inning.
Yep, well said. That was the second double play bounced in two by Tennery in this game. Isaac Ratterman, safe on an error earlier by Poling, was also retired on a force, or I should say grounded into a force, back in the third. It's 5-1 Rushi, top of the fifth, Fort Loramie hitting, runner at third, two out. Two-strike pitch here to Isaac Ratterman. Flippo sets. And Ratterman gets a piece and hangs in. Ooh, he just foul tipped it right there at home plate. Outfield shading Ratterman to the left. Quinter, despite two outs, way up at third. And Braylon Cordonier moving in a little bit, fairly shallow at short, as Shappy, the catcher for Rushi, goes to the mound to check with Xavier Flippo.
They want to make sure they got the signs right. This is the last place you want to be crossed up and let that runner score on a wild pitch or
correct.
A fast ball.
Yep, exactly. Runner at third for Fort Loramie. Here's the two-strike pitch to Ratterman with two out. And it's grounded to the right side to Poling. Poling smothers it about 5 feet to the left of the bag and then gobbles it up. Strides toward first base, touches, and that's an out. Ratterman retired. Fort Loramie has had the bases loaded with nobody out, two on with nobody out in this game, and did not score in either inning.
Oh.
We go to the bottom of the fifth, Rushi 5, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victor's Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at VictorsHealth.com/radio. That's VictorsHealth health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. First hitter for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth. Scalds a ground ball to second. Good play on one knee by Grudich. On to first for the out. That ball was really pounded off the bat of Hayden Quinter.
I think the easiest grounder that's been hit to Grudich today was the one that went through his legs.
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes that's the way it is.
Well, he's made a couple of really nice plays at second base.
Yep, that was a dandy right there. Ball was scorched off the bat of Hayden Quinter. Grudich retired him. Here's Grant Saunders. Saunders looks at a pitch. Did that catch the knees, Chuck?
Yep, caught a ball.
A little bit low to Grant. Derek Meyer winds, pitches. A one-hopper back to Meyer on to first. Routine out. Tell you what, Derek Meyer has been flawless. Most all afternoon was not helped in the fourth inning when Fort Loramie made three errors and gave up four unearned runs and then allowed another unearned run in the next inning. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Bottom of the fifth inning for Rushi, which leads 5-1. Swing and a foul ball out of play between third and home. No balls and a strike.
I think I'm seeing that right. It looks like there's seven total errors in the game. That's a lot.
Indeed. There's a strike right on the outside corner. Boy, Meyer painted that one right on the black. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Braylon. Strike three called. Outside corner, Cordonier knew it. Great pitching by Derek Meyer. Rushi out in order. We go to the top of the sixth, 5-1 lead Raiders. You need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those hot spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. It's always a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a rainy summer, and a lot of hydroplaning on the highway gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery. That's M&A Muffler and Tire. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Those were the two commercials I had potted up to play. You read them.
A couple of fine Fort Loramie sponsors. And that is Flippo still on the mound. He's gone all the way, gone through five for Rushi. Have we heard from our friends at Brookins Tavern?
Yes, yeah, we have.
Knox Machinery?
I don't think we did that. We did.
We haven't done Knox. We'll play Knox here momentarily.
We did Brunson.
Here's a line drive back up the middle by Fort Loramie and a base hit to start the sixth inning. Tell you what, the Redskins have not been short of base hits in this game. Fort Loramie here in the last six, seven batters has hit the ball hard off Xavier Flippo.
Well, they're out hitting him 6-3 and trailing 5-1.
That is baseball. It is so unusual. You can't predict it. Repeat those numbers again, Chuck.
It is 5-1, and Loramie's out hit him 6-2.
So five runs and just two hits. Let's see, one, two.
If I'm seeing that, it might be three hits.
Three hits, yep.
Yep.
Five runs, three hits.
And five errors.
And maybe four total hits for Rushi. Three coming back in that three-run inning, aided by three errors. Nonetheless, Rushi's got more runs than hits.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie's got more hits than Rushi. Foul to the screen. No balls and a strike here on Ty Ruhlenkamp after Taryn Fleckenstein belted a base hit into center. Uh-oh, Fleckenstein may be picked off. He is! Down 5-1. Fort Loramie has a man picked off at first base.
He was looking around, and boy, did he pick him clean.
Wow.
It's first base coach's fault.
Well, we talked in the pregame, Chuck, about the importance of little things in baseball, especially in a regional championship, especially in a rivalry game like this, Fort Loramie and Rushi. And simply put, Fort Loramie has messed up a lot of little things.
The wheels have fallen off the wagon.
Now one out in the top of the sixth for the Redskins, who trail 5-1. There's a generous strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, seemed like he thought about that one for a little bit before he called it.
Ty Ruhlenkamp has singled twice in this game for Fort Loramie. Taryn Fleckenstein singled to open the frame and was picked off. Here's a ground ball to third off the bat of Ruhlenkamp. Going to his knees is Quinter, and he gets up late and throws safe at first base. Another hit for Ruhlenkamp. He's got three. I think that should be scored
a
single.
That's a hit.
Yep. And for Fort Loramie, that's how many in this game? Eight? Eight hits, one run, twice the hits for Fort Loramie than Rushi. But it's run scored. That's how you play the game.
Well, you get picked off at first base. Now you're first and second, nobody out.
Yep.
And those are the little things that get you beat.
You are accurate. Runner at first, one out for Fort Loramie. Logan Eiderman steps in. Hard ground ball up the middle. Braylon Cardonier toward second. Spears. Shovels to Braden Monin. Relay.
Wow.
Got him. Double play. Brilliant turn. Fine effort by Rushi. Ball was hit hard back up the middle. Braylon Cardonier lunged toward the second base bag. Got it in the web. Shoveled it off to Braden Monin. Fine pivot at second base. Double play completed. The third one turned by the Raiders in this game. And Fort Loramie will be down to its last at bat in the top of the seventh after the Raiders hit here in the bottom of the sixth.
Chuck. Well, I mean, let's see Cordonier out there at shortstop. What a tremendous basketball season he had. Started slow. Became one heck of a player. He's just an athlete.
Oh, yeah. He's been a Hoover. He's been a Hoover vacuum cleaner out there at short. I'm going to alert Derek back at the station. We're going to try and squeeze in a two-minute radio station break. Delay down in the field at the moment. Umpires talking with Rushi coaches. A two-minute timeout, a two-minute radio station break. Bottom of the sixth, Rushi 5, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, while we were away, the first two pitches, bottom of the sixth by Fort Loramie's Derek Meyer, are responded to by Rushi with base runners, a single to left by Aiden Chappie, and then Zane Chappie is on as a result of another Fort Loramie error. This one committed out at second base, and then a short pass ball or wild pitch, and the runners move up, and Rushi's got him at second and third, an opportunity to tack on even more in the bottom of the sixth, leading it by a score of, is it 5-1, Chuck?
5-1.
5-1. I've got runs circling the bases in my head, and I'm trying to keep track.
Boy.
5-1 Raiders. Runners at second and third. Derek Meyer up in the count against Jared Poling, a strike. Foul to the right, out of play.
0-2.
0-2 on him. Boy, Fort Loramie has had chances galore. But, boy, the mental mistakes, the committed errors, offensively, defensively, both. Pitch to Poling, bouncing ball to Grudich at second. He was in. He's got a play at the plate. Fires to Plyman and a tag out there. Well done by Grudich.
Good
and
play.
Plyman.
Yep. Good play.
Nicely executed.
I'm not sure that I think you make him throw the first and then you try to score on that. I don't know. But, hey, I was a basketball coach, not a baseball coach.
Well, that's a good observation. You certainly don't go from third on contact.
Not as short as the ball was fielded.
No,
there.
Not with the infield in and the...
And nobody out. You don't get the first out at home, usually.
Right, and the ball was batted right at the fielder. We have conferences outside of third and on the mound at the moment. Rushi has runners at first and third, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And the Raiders are up in this game by a count of 5-1 over Fort Loramie. I keep in the back of my mind wanting to think it's 6-1, but that's not right, correct?
No, still 5. They haven't scored yet this inning.
Still 5.
Yeah.
They've had enough base runners here in the last four innings. That is for sure.
I didn't see them all year, and it's hard for me to say this, but I can't imagine that Loramie's had a worse fielding game this year.
And I think that's probably right on the button. This certainly at one of the worst defensive games, if not the worst of the season for Fort Loramie. I think you could put it in the category of very poor defensively for the Redskins. Fort Loramie allows the runner on first to steal and walk his way up to second. He means nothing. First base is now open for the hitter, Jude Count, second and third with one out. Swing and a miss on the outside fastball, a strike. Derek Meyer trying to wriggle off the hook. Again, he gave up just one single. Error complicated things. Rushi has runners at second and third, one out. Bottom of inning six, 5-1 Rushi. Pitch to Counts, swung on line to left field. It might be between the line and the left fielder. It is. It's fumbled out there and left. And Ratterman could not come up with it cleanly. That's another error, allowing the hitter, Counts, who singled, to turn first and romp right into second.
Yep.
Two more runs score, and it's 7-1 Rushi. That's the score by which Fort Loramie beat Rushi 1 year ago in this regional championship.
Well, yeah, that was a two-run RBI, but the error was allowed the base runner to go to second base.
Exactly. Yep.
Six errors now for the Redskins.
Is that right? A half dozen, not counting a few more of omission. It has been a nasty game defensively for Fort Loramie. 7-1 lead Raiders. Here is Braden Monin. One down in the inning. It's been a convoluted inning with an error at second, an out at the plate, an error in left field, two hits. Here's a foul off the end of the bat by Braden Monin as he squirts it to the right. One out, one on for Rushi. Two more in, 7-1 Raiders. Bottom of the sixth inning. Derek Meyer into the stretch, fires. There's a ball top to third. It's rolling, foul. Alert play by Hilgefort, the Redskins' third baseman. That ball took a hop right before the bag, directly left. It went foul. It was fair, a good 80 feet down the line.
Yep.
Hilgefort, I don't think he has a play at first. If he gloves it, he made a smart move.
Right. The ball hit off the plate and took off, and that's why it had such spin on it when it hit the ground out there.
Two strikes on Braden Monin, pitched by Derek Meyer, swung on by Monin, spanked to the right side on one bounce to Ruhenkamp at first. He's got it, touches the bag, out, two away, runner at third for Rushi. Bottom of the sixth, 7-1 count in favor of the Raiders. And here comes Xavier Flippo, who sparkled on the hill. He's thrown a dazzling game on the bump for Rushi here today. Flippo steps in from the right side. Two away for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Raiders are in command, up 7-1. Ball fouled to the right off the bat of Bonin, the hitter.
Who won the league? Which
I'm sorry, Xavier Flippo, the batter. My mistake. Okay. Two-way tie. Rushi, Fort Loramie split.
Okay.
Each won every game but one against the other. SCAL co-championship, Fort Loramie and Rushi. Here is the pitch on the play to Xavier Flippo, and he golfs it in the air outside of first, and it's Ty Ruhenkamp circling under it in foul ground, and he misses it. Looked like it might have hit the tip of his glove and got away from him, and that is another Fort Loramie error.
Yeah, well,
that's the way it's gone.
Yep.
The Redskins have been all thumbs here this afternoon. Late day sun might have played a little havoc.
Well, I think it definitely did. Those shadows are right out towards him.
Yep. Here's the pitch to Flippo high. I've lost track of the count, Chuck. I apologize.
It is 2-2.
Thanks for your expert eyes on the scoreboard. The scoreboard might as well be on the other side of I-75 for me.
Just need the bulbs to be a little bit brighter in their scoreboard.
Right. Or the board to be maybe a little larger itself.
Yeah.
But this facility is amazing.
It's very nice.
Fouled out of play to the right off the bat of Flippo, who's thrown a sharp game. He's been in command. Been aided by 1, 2, 3 double plays.
Yes. Well-turned double plays.
Yeah. And Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin in the middle, Jared Poling at first. They have turned over 1, 2, 3 twin killings in this game for Rushi. Pitch in the dirt to Xavier Flippo. I think the count's gone full.
It is full.
Runner at third, two out for Rushi. Bottom of the sixth, 7-1 Raiders. There's a curveball outside corner, and the hitter is rung up. He knew it.
Yeah, that pitch has been a strike all night.
Yes, it has. So. Generous call, but that's been a K all day long. Outside corner, Meyer spotted it right there. He gets the strikeout of Flippo, but Rushi adds two more. We go to the seventh. It is Rushi 7, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
I'd like to remind Derek at the radio station, we will do a two-minute radio station break at the conclusion of the top of the seventh inning here by Fort Loramie. If the Redskins don't get six runs, this game's in the books. Rushi advances on to a state semifinal next Thursday at 10 against the Berlin Island Newark Catholic winner. That is the Southeast Regional title game at Lancaster today, being played right in time with this one. Berlin Island defeated White Oak in a regional semifinal yesterday. Newark Catholic ousted number one ranked Lucasville Valley. Now those two, Newark and Highland, are playing now. The winner gets Rushi and Grant Saunders, more than likely, next Thursday at 10. And I tell you what, this Rushi pitching staff the last 2 days, Chuck, has been impressive in the person of Grant Saunders yesterday, Xavier Flippo today.
Yeah, terrific. They've come to play.
Here is Fort Loramie starting the top of the seventh. Pitch by Flippo inside.
I think it hit him, but the umpire didn't see it, did he?
The hitter for Fort Loramie says it nicked me, but the umpire shakes his head, says no. The pitch was inside for a ball. And then pinch hitting here, Corey Hilgefort rolls a foul to third. A ball and a strike. Redskins need six, a half a dozen runs. Keep in mind, Rushi scored six yesterday in the third inning. And the majority of those unearned against Southeastern. Strike two by Flippo down the middle at the knees. Flippo has allowed quite a few base hits in this game. Pitch outside, low, 2-2.
He was on the hook bad. Bases loaded.
Yep.
Nobody out. Second inning.
In fact, in the last three innings, he's been tagged for five hits.
Look out.
Seven hits in the last four, eight hits in all by Fort Loramie. Foul out of play by Hilgefort. But they've all been singles, and three double plays have been turned by Rushi. Pitch to Hilgefort, curveball, inside corner, got him. Strike three looking.
Hilgefort just got tossed out of the game.
Yeah, I think he did. Yep. Redskins dander up at the moment. Not a good day for Fort Loramie baseball. Rushi pounding the Raiders 7-1. And I'd have to sit down, Chuck, and mathematically compute, but I think at a minimum, at least five, more than likely six of the seven runs for Rushi unearned.
Yep.
Clearly unearned. And Fort Loramie has committed, according to the scoreboard, what, five errors of commission?
Six.
Six? My goodness. Here's a ground ball to third. Good play, but Quinter reaches high to Spear. Throws on to Poling. Out. Fort Loramie down to one out.
That was 19 hitting, a pinch hitter. I don't know if you want to bring his name in.
Redskins getting some new bats to the plate. Corey Hilgefort hit for the Redskins. This is a Derek Meyer back at the leadoff spot, I do think.
Yep.
Pitch to Derek inside. That was 19-0 in Playman, the catcher who just batted and bounced to third. Fort Loramie down to its last out. Pitch to Derek Meyer. Swung on, belted toward short. Raylan Cordonier fields on one bounce. On to Poling. Out. Game over. Rushi celebrates. Raiders on to the state final four. And will take on Newark Catholic or Berlin Island on Thursday morning at 10 at Akron's Canal Park. Splendid regional performance by Rushi, which defeats Southeastern yesterday 6-2 and Fort Loramie today 7-1.
Used the big innings in both games to win this. I mean, they had six in one inning. They scored four in this one.
Yep.
That's 10 runs in two innings. That'll win some baseball games for
and
you.
Sparkling pitching in both games by Rushi. You can say, well, the opposition, Southeastern yesterday, Fort Loramie today, really helped the Raiders. But you know what? Rushi took advantage and capitalized and made the opponents pay with big base hits.
Now, the only thing that they care about in the world is that 7 and that 1 up there on the scoreboard.
Right. And a 7-1 victory by Rushi over Fort Loramie. Yes, it's a rivalry, and it gets heated every now and then. But I tell you what, Rushi and Fort Loramie showing mounds and mounds of respect for each other here at home plate after this game as they congratulate the better team today, without question, the Rushi Raiders, who thumped Fort Loramie by a final tally of 7-1. Derek Meyer went the distance, 6 innings, pitched well for Fort Loramie, but gave up 6 unearned runs. His defense simply did not play today.
Only gave up 5 hits in the game, but it's just one of those games where Loramie in this one for sure is going to go home, and they're going to play the what if probably for about 2 or 3 weeks.
It may take a few good summer ball performances for the Redskins to erase memories of this regional championship setback here today. 2-minute radio station break upcoming in a matter of seconds. Like to let you know that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We are Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Myers has a little bit of everything, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. And the regional championship hardware being presented to the Rushi Raiders, who defeat Fort Loramie easily here today by a score of 7-1. Say, don't forget at Myers Tavern, breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. And strip loin steak dinners are delicious as well. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. It's Myers Tavern in Botkins, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. So many thanks here today to Rushi sponsors with us all afternoon. We say hello to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Also, thanks to Superior Aluminum in Rushi, as well as another Rushi sponsor, it's the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. In Fort Loramie, thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. A 2-minute radio station break, then we'll return here from Clancy's, our star of the game, Knox Machinery, an additional sponsor before we sign off and head to Akron. Got to get a head start to Akron. Tough to get there.
It's a long drive. And you and Bryant going to call those?
Yep.
I'm going to go watch Jackson Brown at the Rose.
All right. All right. That's not in Akron.
No, that's in Huber Heights. That's much closer.
Yeah, much, much closer than Akron. 7-1, Rushi wins it. Back in 2 minutes. Radio station break is next. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's.
is. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And after that two-minute break, we welcome you back, easy for me to say, here at Princeton. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've just witnessed a Rushi 7-1 win over Fort Loramie to take the Southwest D4 Regional Championship and advance on to Akron State Semifinal next Thursday morning at 10. We'll be there. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing for all the play-by-play in color. The opponent for Rushi, either Newark Catholic, ranked third in the state, or Berlin Highland, which much of the year was ranked in the top 10. Newark Catholic beat number one ranked Lucasville Valley yesterday. Berlin Highland beat White Oak yesterday. Grant Saunders is itching to take the hill on Thursday for Rushi. And if he's on, look out, opponent, because Grant Saunders can be mighty stingy.
Yep.
He can throw well up into the mid-80s, and he can be tough on the hill for Rushi. Our stars of the game, Chuck, you mentioned to me your choices a few minutes ago. I like Derek Meyer for Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
He threw very well.
Yep.
I think six.
Hit the ball well, too.
He hit it very solidly. Yep, he was on base three times in this game, once due to an error, two base hits. I didn't make a note. He was up there again.
He grounded out.
Grounded out.
The game.
Yes, grounded out there in the seventh. So he safe on an error, two base hits, a ground out, pitched well. Yes, seven runs by Rushi, but a minimal number of base hits by Rushi. Six of the seven runs by the Raiders, maybe all seven, unearned. I like the choice. Ty Ruhenkamp, pitcher for Fort Loramie, threw six fine innings yesterday. He was our star of the game yesterday. And I like Braylon Cordonier, Xavier Flippo. Talk about those two young men for Rushi.
Well, Xavier Flippo threw one heck of a game. He was in big trouble two innings, second and third inning, and got out of it without giving up a run. And there was your ball game. I mean, Loramie could have broke this thing open early.
Yep, sure.
And just didn't get it done. And then Braylon Cordonier, I just love the athleticism of this young man. And at shortstop, he was just a vacuum down there. And turned three double plays, hit the ball. He's only a freshman. How good's he going to be?
To borrow a Jack Kramer phrase that you often repeat, Chuck, Braylon looks like a seasoned junior late in his freshman year.
Well, luckily he's only 14. Okay.
And how many errors did you say Fort Loramie committed?
Six.
Is that correct? Six,
yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
My goodness. One run, eight hits, six errors for Fort Loramie. Seven runs, six hits for Rushi.
Yep.
It's It's how you play the game as well as how many runs you score, and Rushi played the game better than Fort Laramie. Yep.
They didn't give up the all the extra outs.
Right. Derek Meyer, Braylon Cordonnier, Xavier Flippo, our stars of this game today, brought to you by Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Thanks to Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Now, once again, a quick plug for the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle that culminates July 2nd, Fort Loramie Community Youth Park at Liberty Days. More prizes this year, better odds. Jeep Wrangler Sport, a 2022 vehicle, that's a dandy, a Blackstone grill, a Myrtle Beach vacation, a $2,500 landscaping package, a standing deep freeze. I'm trying to use my imagination what that might be, a standing deep freeze.
Instead of a chest, it's like a refrigerator, only it's a deep freeze.
Aha, I can picture it now. A Cincinnati Reds game, a party suite, Generac generator, two kayaks, four new tires in alignment, a custom refurbished golf cart, a ladies' spa night for four, a $5,000 Disney vacation package, a skid of beer, and probably 15 to 20 cash prizes of different amounts. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Make a note now, tickets can be purchased online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Buy tickets at Wagner's IGA in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Garage, PSG, Fort Loramie Hardware, Meyer's Garage, All About You. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. What a fantastic list. Well, that's dynamite. Look, a new air conditioning system is on here as well. How about that? House cleaning for a year. That's what I need.
They would quit after the first time they walked into my house.
Bryant Billing and I will be on hand from Canal Park in Akron on Thursday. Airtime 9:30 a.m. First pitch at 10. Rushi against Newark Catholic or Berlin Island. They played at 5 o'clock at Lancaster today for the Southeast Regional Championship. Last year's champs, Warren JFK, beaten yesterday. They are out. Van Wert Lincoln View, which advanced to the state final last year, still in. Lincoln View won yesterday, played Antwerp at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So that's an overview of the state in terms of boys baseball Division IV, and a preview of the Final Four coming up in Akron this coming week. Should Rushi win on Thursday, Raiders would return to action for the state title game on Saturday at 10. At 10 o'clock both days, Thursday and Saturday. And I think my notes are correct. I've looked at that two or three times, written it down. At 10 o'clock both days.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Thursday and Saturday. Division IV baseball is up front in the rotation of games Thursday through Friday and Saturday this coming week up in Akron. And that changes. It evolves every single year. Great sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, south of Anna on Route 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment, a Scores founding partner, located in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. New, recently added sponsors, we say hello to Knox Machinery, our good friends at Knox, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream, Inc. in Jackson Center, Schnipple Construction in Butkins. Enjoyed talking about Schnipple, highlighted them late in the game today, and Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna. And our Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game as usual. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, plus and Rushi, thanks to Francis Schulte and Superior Aluminum. 7-1, Rushi wins it. On air, 9:30 on Thursday, Rushi in the state semifinal at Akron's Canal Park. Again, thanks to Bryant Billing yesterday, Chuck McBee today. For Chuck, who handled engineering, stats, color, for our radio audience, for our online audience, Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Cincinnati Princeton High School, where the Rushi Raiders have won the Southwest Region Championship in D4 baseball, beating Fort Loramie 7-1.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.